Hi.
Where am I going to put this?
Hello, love. I'm Sarah Powell. And last night, I think you're going to be impressed by this, I made overnight oats. I have been meaning to make overnight oats, also known as bircher, I believe. Bircher muesli and overnight oats. I think my understanding is that they are the same thing. You might know differently, in which case, please correct me because I'm genuinely interested to know if there is a difference. But I've been meaning to make overnight oats, and I've been meaning to do it for about 2 years. And quite often I'll wake up in the morning, I'll be like, what am I gonna have for breakfast? I'd love overnight oats. Unfortunately, I haven't made them. And the clue's in the title. You need to leave them overnight. So last night I was like, right, we've had dinner, the kitchen's done, I'm going to make them. I'm going to do it. And I turned to your friend of mine, Tom Kerridge. I remember seeing Claudia Winkleman making a Tom Kerridge video a few years ago, and I was like, right, come on, Tom, let's do this. And I like Tom's recipe because it includes raisins and also yogurt, because a couple of years ago, it was out of a baby book for Nancy. I made what they called overnight oats, but it just used milk and it was not the one. So Tom uses yogurt. In fact, what I'll do is I'll make them and I'll pop the recipe in the parlour. I'll make a little video for us of me doing the overnight oats. You've got to cover them. So you make them up and then you have to cover them, leave them overnight. And I was like, how am I going to cover them? Because I was like, seems a shame. It seems a waste to use a bit of cling film here. So I used Tupperware for the old clip top lid, which made me feel a bit funny. I don't know why. It just made me feel a bit weird. Like, I wanted them in a bowl nicely. You can put a plate on the top, actually. Maybe I should have just done that. But yeah, I made them. I don't know. It all just got a bit specimen for me. Do you know what I mean? It just made me feel a bit funny. Oh my gosh. They were fantastic. They were brilliant. Nancy was like, oh yeah, exciting. I was like, new breakfast, Nancy. She had like four mouthfuls and was like, yummy, gorgeous. I was like, yeah, aren't they? And then went, no more. I don't want them anymore. I've finished. I was like, oh, you just said they were lovely. She was like, no. And that is the fickle life of a toddler. Suddenly something's everything you've ever wanted to eat. And then moments later, you're like, I don't want to eat any more of this. I never want to see it again. But on the whole, Nancy aside, Louis really went for them. John dabbled. I'm actually mourning the loss of them. So I can only thank Tom Kerridge. Thanks very much. Tom, if you're listening, loved them. Really enjoyed your overnight oats. Also, at the time of recording, no brownie. No brownie has been located. But I am leaving the house today for the first time this week. I'm leaving the house, so I'm going to seek a brownie and I will absolutely keep you posted. No one asked, but I'm going to keep you posted. And thank you so much for being here. Thank you so much for listening. I love you very much and I will see you next time for Elevenses with me.